I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1345, Learning Joy from an Ostrich. I don't know about you, but I believe God can teach us from all things, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. When it comes to joy, let's learn from an ostrich. As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments, loving God and loving others. Even the animals of God can teach us. When you think of a Bible book on joy, I bet Job doesn't fit in your top 65 guesses. But there's one spot where God is finally responding to Job, and he talks about ostriches and joy, and it's very instructive for us. Job 39:13. The wings of the ostrich flap joyfully, though they cannot compare with the wings and feathers of the stork. Listen to how Phil Moore describes it. The Lord devotes 6 whole verses to the ostrich. That's surprising, because it's such an ugly bird that we might have been tempted to not mention it at all. It has a small head and an even smaller brain. It has a long, scrawny neck and ungainly, featherless legs. It has wings, but they're too small for it to take to the air. The ostrich is flightless, hardly worthy of being called a bird at all. And yet the Lord points out to Job that it flaps its wings joyfully and laughs as it runs. It clearly has something to teach us about how we can lay hold of happiness that God wants to give to those who love Him. Theodore Roosevelt famously warned that comparison is the thief of joy. That gets to the heart of what the ostrich has to teach us in these verses. The Lord points out that its wings are useless when compared to those of a stork. Just as its nesting instinct and its parenting skills are useless when compared to those of almost any other bird. It is even more bird-brained than the raven and even more ungainly than the wild donkey. But the ostrich has one big thing going for it. It knows better than to compare itself with the birds that God has not created it to be. Its wings are flightless, but it flaps them joyfully because it knows what they're for. As the longest-legged bird in the world, it gives its wings to help it run even faster. The ostrich doesn't compare itself with storks or eagles. Those are not what God created it to be, but with a horse and its rider. A horse struggles to sustain a gallop of 30 miles per hour for any real distance, but an ostrich can easily hit 40 miles per hour and then keep on running. The ostrich therefore teaches us that happiness is about keeping our eyes fixed on our Creator. Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that you might have life and have it to the full." And remember old Teddy Roosevelt, comparison is the thief of joy. I think Phil Moore nails it, doesn't he? So here's the great question. What stood out to you as you listened to the ostrich tale today that speaks about your quest for joy? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and wonder for all your creation. They have stuff to teach us. Thank you for the wisdom and beauty that you've infused into every corner of the earth, even in unexpected places. Today, we're reminded of the ostrich, as it's described in Job 39. Its unique joy that it finds in its God-given abilities. Oh God, we ask for your guidance and grace to help us find joy in the ordinary aspects of our lives, just as you've instilled joy in the ostrich. Teach us to appreciate the gifts and talents you've given us. Not others, but us, even when they might seem unusual or unremarkable to the world. Teach us to be who you've created us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1346, and in the meantime, a little more from Phil Moore. Finally, he writes, the ostrich teaches us that happiness is about cultivating a simple trust in the Lord. God tells us up front that the ostrich is stupid. It fails to protect its eggs. It has no idea how to bring up its chicks, but one thing it has going for it, it trusts in the Lord to offset its deficiencies. That's what Jesus says sets apart the happy believer from the stressed out pagan. It's what the Apostle Paul says lies at the heart of his own contentment. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Podcast friends, I don't know about you, but this has been fun. I love learning joy from an ostrich.